It is powwow season in the United States. That is a time when Native American groups gather to connect, celebrate tribal cultures, and express their patriotism. On any weekend this summer, a powwow is taking place somewhere in the country. The term powwow comes from the Algonquian language. It meant a gathering of spiritual healers celebrating successful hunts, battles, or trade. A powwow is an expression of unity within and among Native communities. In 1883, the government banned old heathenish dances. Officials said they were trying to prevent an inciting of what they called warlike passions of tribal youth. However, tribes continued to carry out the activity, and the ban was ended in the 1930s.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes of northwest Montana held powwows as 4th of July celebrations. Other tribes held powwows as cultural displays for non-natives. Becky Olvera Schultz is an artist and writer of Azteca and Kickapoo ancestry. She said all powwows center around dance, and central to dance is the drum. The drum is the heartbeat of the powwow, she said. Drum refers to both a large instrument and the group of drummers and singers who provide the pulse for powwow dances. The drums make music of many kinds, from war songs to religious. Many are sung in vocables, non-word sounds that can be understood and shared among tribes. Drums may include members of different tribes. Some well-known groups are in high demand and travel from one event to another to perform.
All powwows open with the grand entry into the dance arena. The veterans had the grand entry, carrying flags and eagle staffs, Schultz said. Covered in animal skin and eagle feathers, the staff is a sacred symbol of its tribe or nation. Dignitaries, chiefs, princesses, elders, and powwow organizers follow the veterans during the grand entry. Then come the male dancers in different categories and age groups, and then the women dancers in theirs, explained Schultz. When all are in place, a song is sung to honor the veterans, and a prayer is said to open the dancing. A presenter leads the activities, announcing events and introducing dancers. Competition powwows, which are usually larger, have a purse, prize money, and some of them are quite large, Schultz said. A lot of the dancers will go from powwow to powwow, and some of them will win a good amount of money, she added.
Men, women, and children dance in several categories, which have developed as a mix of traditions from different tribal nations. The men's fancy dance, for example, is a colorful and energetic dance in which men wear feathered bustles. Men in the grass dance, on the other hand, wear long strips of material that represent the movement of windblown prairie grass. The fancy shawl dance has women wearing shawls over their shoulders. The dancers' shawls are large, colorful, and have many strips of material called fringe hanging along the edge. They swing around and hold their shawls out, Schultz said about the dancers. The purpose is to make the fringe sway back and forth. It's very pretty and fluid, she said.
Californian Aloha Baga is a member of the Rosebud Lakota tribe and a competitive jingle dancer. She said jingle dancing began in the early 20th century as a healing dance among the Northern Ojibwe or Chippewa tribe. She said an elder was trying to figure out a way to cure an ailing woman named Maggie White. He was gifted a vision, and in that vision, he was told exactly what to do. At first, Baga explained, Maggie was too sick to move. But as tribal women danced, Maggie began getting better. And by the time they were finished, she was cured, Baga said. The jingle dress includes beadwork and the rolled covers of metal tobacco containers. The metal rolls hang from strips of cloth attached to the dress, producing the jingle sound.
Today, Baga not only performs at powwows, but teaches the dances to children. Part of our teaching of powwow dancing is making sure that our children and even adults know how these dances came to our tribes, their origins, and their histories, she said. Powwows may take place over 2 or 3 days, attracting large crowds and generating substantial income. I don't dance at powwows, but I attended all my life, and I am 60 years old now, said a Rosebud Lakota tribe grandmother. We have the Rosebud Fair every year here on the reservation, she said. And everybody attends, either for powwow, the rodeo, mud racing, or bread-making contests. And, she added, the food. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Katie Weaver.